Well, praise the Lord, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a delight it is to speak to you again about Jesus, my Savior. And this week we're looking at his name, Jesus. His name, Jesus, it's the name above all names. It's the name which is honored in heaven. It's the name which will be honored throughout the whole earth. And it's even honored in hell. Get that? So how was that? Well, listen to yesterday's broadcast. Phone your station. I haven't time. They only give me a few minutes every day. Let me tell you something else about Jesus. His name is a saving name. Do you know that's the very meaning of his name? It means Jehovah or Yahweh is the Savior. Yeah, that's what it means. Yahweh is salvation. What an appropriate name to give the Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah, because in his name you can find salvation. You call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. And it's not just J-E-S-U-S. The name is who he is. It's his character. It's all that's bound up in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no wonder that Peter cries out in Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Listen to me. Listen to Peter. Listen to the guy that the Roman Catholic Church says is their first pope. He says there's no other name. He doesn't say that salvation is in the church. No, no, there's no salvation in the name of the Roman Catholic Church. Hey, and by the way, there's no salvation in the Baptist Church or the Presbyterian Church. And then they say, I'm a good Presbyterian. I'm a good Episcopalian. Good for you, but being one of those will not save you. There's no salvation in the name of the Latter-day Saints. It is only in Jesus' name. It's only Jesus who died. It's only Jesus who rose again. No church rose again. The Methodist Church didn't rise from the dead. Come on. Will you put your trust in Jesus? He's your only hope. Oh yes, he's the only one who climbed Calvary's hill and died for his people. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Well, there were lots of people crucified back in those days. I'm told that they crucified so many people one time that they ran out of wood. But all those who died in Roman crosses are forgotten today. None of them remembered, except one. Jesus. What a name. Jesus. Do you love that name? Jesus. He's wonderful. He died in the place of others so that we could live through him, so that we could have eternal life, so we could be cleansed and forgiven. And my friend, why will you perish? Oh, Father in heaven, help those that are lost to understand that Jesus is the only hope. If you'll come to him today, right now, with simple faith, and ask him to become your Savior, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.